Blog Talk Radio.
God bless this mess, this sets we pass.
Hotep, listen, thank you for being out here this afternoon. I just had to just hit y'all up with a quick thought, you know, because I'm just sick and tired and so repulsed by this recent, and you know, and it's not really recent. What it is it's making the press more, and so we have the opportunity to examine all these damn cases, all the whole mindset around religion and pedophilia, whatever kind of sexual deviant or molestation categories you want to put it under, there has to be some type of connection that we should be getting from this whole institution. And in fact, I'm so appalled because the house of God, as we call the church, I mean, should represent so much more. And what's going on right now is just a pool of madness. You know, the first thing that caught my attention that I just had to start with is because I felt so humiliated. I think I talked to y'all before about the young lady who had been telling me about the pastor who had broken bottles off in her rear end and had been having sexual intercourse with her with bottles and objects to the point where she no longer can use her rear end to defecate properly. She has to have a colostomy bag. I didn't really get any feedback. It was like people think I'm lying or something. I mean, or that this stuff is not happening. Or we just so sanctified that we don't want to deal with what's happening in these churches. It ain't limited to the Catholic Church. Well, this particular pastor was arrested for molesting a 13-year-old girl, and he lured her with dreams about being a singer. Okay? I mean, what's the best place to find your musicians and your early singers is in the church house. So they're using the pulpit for just madness. A lot of people haven't spoken out, and this has gone on for years and years and years, and some people are having the courage now to speak out. Because the pastor, he's in Shreveport, Louisiana, and he's been arrested for doing things that alleged men of God simply aren't supposed to do. Andrea Lewis is being charged with 3 counts of molestation of a juvenile. Andre, he is pastor of Acts of Faith Ministry, located in Shreveport. A woman has told police that she had a relationship with the pastor when she was just 13 years old. The woman is older now and is now just telling her story. See what I'm saying? This is what happens. Because your self-esteem and your psychic is crushed, and the shame that goes behind this act of being taken advantage of by a damn pedophile is really serious, and it has a devastating effect. And I just want to commend her for coming out finally. I was deceived, she said. He used God and he used music, and those were the 2 most important things in my life at the time. The woman says that she wanted to get into the entertainment industry. She says that it was her trust in the pastor and commitment to her dream that made her fall in love with the old man. She was only 13, and he was nearly 40. It kind of crossed my mind that I would get in trouble if they found out, and that he would get in trouble if they found out. But he told me it was all right as long as I didn't tell anybody. The girl told KSLA News 12, she said that the relationship continued until she was 24 years old. She says that she later found out that there were other women in the pastor's life. Okay? Now, the trash bag decides to tell the lady that the young girl, he's going to make her a singer so he can take advantage of her. Okay? All in the name of the Lord. There's a filmmaker out here, and his name is, what is the young brother's name? Because when you get a chance to see this production, I really am hoping that you get a chance. His name is Yaquie Smith. And sexual abuse in a black church is a taboo subject, and it makes many of us feel uneasy, which oftentimes creates denial. Despite settling in court for alleged sexual abuse, Bishop Eddie Long is still leading a large congregation at the New Birth Missionary Baptist Church. Filmmaker Yaquie Smith penned his film titled Wolf. It was before the Eddie Long scandal became public. Drawing from the experiences of his friends, he penned a movie that candidly brings to light the sexual abuse that occurs in the black church. The filmmaker recently described the response the film has received since its release as saying, so far it's been positive. Yeah, you know, you have people who don't necessarily like it. They think it's too in your face. But a majority of the people have been very receptive to it, and that's what really makes me feel good. After every screening, I have someone who comes up to me and hugs me and says, thank you for making this film. Thank you for talking about my story. The trailer gives you a stomach-twisting view of the confusion and shame a young man endures as he carries on a romantic relationship with his pastor. A few seconds of the clip shows the legs of a young man and an older man entwined on the bed. Another clip shows an older gentleman holding a very little boy saying, you see, nothing good has ever been accomplished without bloodshed. And you want to be great. Earlier this year, Smith won the grand prize at the 2012 Dallas International Film Festival for Wolf. The 2012 Dallas International Film Festival showcased 83 features and 99 shorts for a total of 182 films from 27 countries. Smith's grand prize included a $30,000 camera rental package. Now, someone sent a reply and said, if more black people would read the book about Marcus Garvey and the life and lessons of Marcus Garvey, it's a real good chance that it might help somebody avoid all these molesting type of sellout preachers. Because most of us who are learned and who are knowledgeable understand that the religion that is being promoted and pushed is just a creation of Emperor Constantine and fabricated, represented, plagiarized, and presented back to us by the Council of Nicaea and the Council of Trent in 325 A.D. And once you read that, if that don't blow your mind, I don't know, you know, you just, you're the walking dead anyway. So to these damn preachers, we have a young man who was bold enough to actually say, I'm going to do a film about this. Because, see, you got pastors raping people. You got all kinds of sexual and homosexual activity taking place right in the church. Pastor knows about it. In fact, he might be participating himself. So you know he's probably not going to blow the whistle on nothing else. This is the kind of world that we're living in. And if you send your kid to Sunday school without going there with them, then personally, I think that you want your child to be raped. Okay? Because anybody with common sense know that, you know, that's not the place. And it's been happening for such a long time, and it's so ingrained in us that we think it's fine. And it's not happening at my church or whatever. I'm just saying you need to go to church with your child. Don't send him to church or her to church. Go with them and make sure these damn hounds, I ain't trying to rape y'all damn baby. Okay? Because that's more than likely what's happening. There's another pastor, and his name is Pastor Craig. Craig Lamar Davis. He looks like any other happy heterosexual pastor with good family values. He was once the preacher of the Full Gospel Baptist Church in Atlanta, a pillar of leadership in the community. Also, like a lot of men at the front of the church, the pastor had a thing for the ladies. Another thing you might want to know about the pastor is that, according to authorities, the pastor is HIV positive. He also didn't seem to care who else became HIV positive after he slept with them. The pastor was arrested for reckless conduct after police found that he was sleeping with several women with whom he was not married. By the way, he is married. A woman by the name of Ronita McAfee says she met the pastor on Facebook and began sleeping with him. There was another woman who had been a virgin, had been celibate for 15 years, and she also carried on a relationship with this pastor Frank Freak for all Davis, who I don't even know what I want to call him, and he too infected her with HIV. So y'all desperate ass women going to church, looking for some damn beef, and you getting it all right, and the shit show ain't USDA is rotten, and it's full of AIDS and every damn thing else, and your damn pastor, who is your shepherd, is going to lead your sheep down to the slaughter. This is what you're dealing with. You got to get to know God for yourself. Your mind is weak when a man starts using religion to manipulate you and do all these things. This guy should be hung. I'm sure he's not going to be. He should be. I'm sure the church people forgive him already because they've been taught to forgive so much and so quickly that they really don't even have a time for any kind of grief or anything to set in. All the response patterns are so abnormal. You know, I think that we are the only group that really, really, again, we so messed up. You know, stuff can be written all over our face, like Bishop Eddie Long. The fact that he still has a big congregation, and not so much that he is homosexual. See, this is where I'm different from a lot of people at. I don't care if he's homosexual. I care the fact that he would get his black ass out there and march against homosexuals in Allah style of a big damn hypocrite. Just like the damn Republican Party, just like the damn preachers who's telling you not to participate in all this stuff, and they're the main ringleaders of all the damn freaky stuff that's taking place. That's what kills me. See, you can't have it both ways. You want the people to live moral lives, and you preach a moral sermon. A sermon that tells a woman that she should be married before she, you know, gets married, or and some of these things are unrealistic, but they at least should be taught. And in some instances, it's not unrealistic. For the ones who really care about themselves and the ones who really use and practice self-love, they're not going to put themselves in that type of position. See? You have to know the difference between when you love yourself and when you just like yourself. Then all types of things will get you turned on, or all types of things that make you feel your ego pump up and make you feel worth something are the things that you will engage in. That joy and that beauty doesn't really come from the inside as just a ever-being state of consciousness. What's happening is you're using all these things. So if the preacher make you his woman, and if the deacon make you his girl, really they damn jump off because most of them got wives. And as you see, they playing all the holes in church. Somebody told me, a pimp told me, if he was sitting in church for 10 minutes, he could spot all the holes, and he would have at least 5 of their numbers by the time the the church service was over. You know, and I couldn't get angry for the arrogance that this brother had. All I could say was I had to reflect on the spirit, on the scripture that says something to the effect of just try the spirit by the spirit. So if his spirit is a whore and he's a whorehouse, he can walk in that church and pick up the aura of all the hoes sitting their asses up in there. And they'll follow his ass out of there like the Pied Piper. If they're not sleeping with the preacher. This is so damn sick. Man, I can't even believe I'm talking about this. I really can't. I'll be right back. See, I have to do that sometimes to calm myself down. You know, and that's just so I can get through the madness. We only got a few more minutes, so I'm going to try to get through this very quickly about the pastor. You know, I didn't even take any calls, so because I just want y'all to hear it. You have to hear it. It's crazy. Roni says she became concerned when one of the pastor's ex-girlfriend called to say that she had HIV. She claims that the pastor then counseled her, presumably leaning on the word of the good Lord, and told her to get tested. McAfee then says she believes that based on her observations, the pastor himself was not interested in getting treatment or changing his sexual behavior in spite of his status. So that's what prompted her to seek a warrant for his arrest. Ronita is, by our guess, the first person to file an arrest warrant of someone who was found to be having unprotected sex in Clayton County while knowing that he is HIV positive. McAfee says that when the investigation began, another woman in the church leadership stepped forward with her confession about interacting with Davis. The woman even claimed that she'd been celibate for 15 years before meeting him. She, too, is HIV positive. Okay. So I'm going to give you these little quick, you know, it's so damn sick and pathetic. It says, many women are accustomed to getting regular STD screenings as part of their annual checkup, but men are not raised the same way. So, you know, and the pastor's denial of his condition and unwillingness to go to the doctor is quite common. So, ladies, please, you know, don't be dickmatized, as the Moors say, that you just do any damn thing. So, number one, these are at least the three reasons that experts say that these freaks prey on you. Many women value style over substance. If you look good, then you must be good. I'm amazed at how superficial traits are valued more than meaningful factors, like the content of a man's character. Mind you, men make the same mistake since they falsely believe that when a pretty girl offers you sex, you're supposed to take it. Two, many women falsely believe that men who go to church are better than the men who don't. Bishop Eddie Long should help you know better than that. Unfortunately, though, people considered each case of a pastor doing dirt to be an exception to the rule, without realizing that there are men like Davis all over the damn country. Davis is not the man you need to fear. Actually, you need to fear all of the Craig Davises that you don't know about. Three, many women don't ask questions and will gladly sleep with a handsome playboy without checking his confirmation or his STD status. Mm. Oh, wow, wow, wow. Wow. Meaning, wow, if he doesn't mention the other woman he slept with before he came to her house, it's as if those women don't even exist. Even worse is the fixation on HIV leads us to forget about how many women have had their wounds corrupted from all the other STDs that you can get besides HIV. Many people will brag about having a negative HIV test but won't get a full STD screening by the doctor. A researcher in Philadelphia told me that he randomly tested 20 men in an inner-city barbershop and found out that over half of them had chlamydia. What's the result of the aforementioned factors all coming together, conjoined with intense denial in the black church and a commercialized hip-hop culture where both men and women glorify female degradation and irresponsible hypersexuality? An HIV explosion. I cannot believe. So, every time you hear about folks going from one short relationship to the next, or the man with five babies with four different women, just remember that while all this is happening, viruses, germs, and bacteria are being shared with every romantic interaction. Even worse, because the men aren't getting their reality checks from the doctor, it's all out of sight, all of mind, out of mind. And it's fancy clothes, exciting parties, and bottles of Ciroc cover up the epidemic occurring behind these damn closed doors. Y'all take it easy, and I hope I shed it some light. And I hope you enjoyed what you heard this afternoon. Thank you. God bless you. Be safe. And bang on the beast daily. Educate your people.